Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
On Mind Food Radio, Care Australia has been around a long time and we've decided to get Amelia Poxon on the radio with us today, Michael. Care Australia, of course, does some great things out there. How are you, Amelia?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us about what you're doing with your campaign in 2013.
Thanks. We're really excited about 2013. A major initiative for us will be our Walk in Her Shoes Challenge, which we're asking Australians to walk 10,000 steps a day for 1 week from the 18th to the 24th of March and to raise money to help lift women and girls out of poverty.
Can you give us a bit of background into what CARE is all about?
CARE Australia actually celebrated our 25th anniversary this year. We're an international aid organisation, so fighting poverty overseas, and we have a special focus on working with women and girls to help whole communities overcome poverty.
Walking in Your Shoes is not a new initiative. What makes 2013 a bit different?
Well, 2013 is going to be bigger and better than any other Walk in Her Shoes we've had before. It's only December now, but we're certainly ramping up, and everyone in the office here is really excited about making this campaign bigger than we've ever had in the past. So we're hoping to have over 6,000 participants joining us and walking 10,000 steps every day from the 18th to the 24th of March. And we're also excited to welcome back our major ambassador, Chrissy Swan, who'll be helping us spread the word. And we're also excited to have a brand new website which will help participants connect with other walkers and also connect with the communities they're helping overseas.
And what are some of the projects that, the money that gets raised goes to?
So the money that gets raised goes to support CARE's work, helping some of the poorest communities in the world. So it goes towards projects like one I visited in Ethiopia last year, where CARE was supporting a water users group to come together and bring clean water to their community for the first time. But one of the amazing benefits of this group is that it's not only providing a clean water source, but it's also breaking down gender inequalities that have existed within the community for years. So we're encouraging women to participate and take on a leadership role and also to gain an education and new skills.
Yeah, because you help over 191 projects a year, 22 countries, and you reach more than 5.4 million people. So the reliance on people giving generously to help your cause is a big part of the business, hey?
That's right. And we're so grateful that the Australian public are incredibly generous and supportive of CARE's work. And we're really hopeful and excited that through Walk in Her Shoes we'll be able to help even more people overcome poverty.
Any listeners today, listening to this, what can they do to help?
It's really easy to sign up to Walk in Her Shoes. All you need to do to register is go online, walkinhershoes.org.au, and you can register there, set up your online fundraising page, and CARE will post out your very own pedometer in the mail, and that will help you to track your 10,000 steps. And you can track your donations online as well.
Now, how many people do you think are going to get involved this time round?
Well, we were really thrilled with our results this year. We had 2,800 Australians walking the streets for Walk in Her Shoes. But we're setting our sights pretty high next year. We want to get 6,000 people on board to help to raise money for CARE's work and raise awareness.
Okay, so to get behind it, what's the website?
The website, walkinhershoes.org.au.
And on there you can make your donation and all that type of thing as well, hey?
That's right. It's really easy to set up your online fundraising page, and there are tools there that can help you reach out to your networks and ask them to sponsor you.
It's a great thing to do with your friends and a great way to get out and get fit and do all those things, and and you're doing a good cause at the same time and helping people in other parts of the world. So you do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. 10,000 steps might sound a little bit daunting, but it's around 6 to 8 kilometres, depending on how long your legs are. And we find that it's about 1 hour of extra walking for people each day. So
that's
a little
fine.
Bit of a challenge.
Thank you very much, Amelia Poxon, there from CARE Australia. Of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.